It's a growing problem around the world and here in eastern North Carolina. Marine debris not only impacts the water quality, it also harms whales, seabirds, seals, and sea turtles that mistake floating plastic as food. On March 5th, a 700-pound leatherback sea turtle was discovered washed up on the beach near Rodanthe. Suffering from declining health and a shark bite, the leatherback sea turtle, an endangered species, had to be euthanized. Associate Professor of Aquatic Animal Medicine for NC State University, Dr. Craig Harms, says during the necropsy, plastic was discovered in the turtle's stomach.
Every single leatherback sea turtle that we've done a postmortem exam on has had some plastic in their GI tract. This probably wasn't enough to kill her because it didn't block the passage, but eating plastic is just not a good way to put on pounds, and it also can adsorb toxins that could accumulate over time.
Dr. Harms says the leatherback also had foam in her airways, indicating that she could have become entangled in a net or trawl. Unfortunately, these types of events are happening more and more as trash is being introduced into the ocean. Marine debris enters the water in a variety of ways. It's washed into rivers and streams and eventually flows into the ocean. Debris can also come from ocean-based industry and ships. Plastic washes around the ocean and eventually comes ashore or collects in one of five rotating garbage patches in the world's oceans called gyres. Now, Duke University Marine Lab in Beaufort is involved with a project using drones to document the amount of marine debris washing up on beaches around the world. Assistant Professor of the Practice of Marine Conservation Ecology, Dave Johnson, says the Race for Water project started about a year ago.
We were approached, our research group and the group at Oregon State University, because we've had experience doing surveys for this kind of stuff in other places and have a lot of experience with marine debris up in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. So they approached us and we convinced them that one of the best ways to cover as much area as possible when surveying the beaches for debris would be to use unmanned aerial systems.
The project involves a group of sailors who are attempting to circumnavigate the globe in a trimaran, a racing sailboat similar to a catamaran but with three hulls. The ship departed the port city of Bordeaux, France on March 15th. It's currently docked in Bermuda. During the 300-day voyage, the crew will document marine debris and visit gyres.
Along their route, they're visiting islands. We call those witness islands that tend to collect the debris, plastics mostly, on their beaches. When the ship arrives at each one of these witness islands, they'll go ashore, they'll do some beach sampling, and then they'll use the unmanned aerial systems to actually survey those beaches.
Instead of the quadcopter drone you're probably familiar with, the research group is utilizing a small styrofoam airplane to collect data and images.
You basically throw it into the air by hand. It's got a pre-programmed flight path, so it knows where to go, knows when to take the pictures, and then it essentially comes back and lands at your feet.
The drone is equipped with a specially designed red-edge camera that helps scientists detect the presence of plastics along the beach.
When we look at the pictures that we've done in tests, when you lay plastics out on a beach and fly the drone over with this camera, the plastics just pop out very brightly. So that's going to help us speed up the analysis and just make it very clear how much of the beach is actually covered by this macroplastic debris.
The images collected during the drone flyovers are sent to Johnson and his students from the sailing vessel to the Duke Marine Lab in Beaufort for analysis. He says documenting debris in the oceans and on beaches allows researchers and managers to understand the origins and persistence of different types of plastic and how they interact with marine organisms.
The biggest problem with plastic is it's around forever. You know, we've developed something that's very useful for us. It's almost eternal. It breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces, but it accumulates in all parts of the ocean.
Johnson says in 2010 alone, between 4.8 and 7 million metric tons of trash entered the ocean. The impact of marine debris on animals is widespread, even on a tiny scale.
It's also in the plankton, it's in jellyfish, it's in all sorts of things. It's everywhere.
With this seemingly insurmountable problem, Johnson says drone technology is offering a first step in cleaning up our oceans. Even though fruition of this idea is probably decades away, locating the most impacted waters is key. With a better understanding of the origin and the amount of marine debris in our oceans, Johnson says we can move toward solutions. Using drones, the Race for Water project team will be able to get a detailed look at exactly what and how much trash is washing up on beaches around the world.
It takes high-resolution imagery so we can identify objects down to 3/4 of an inch. And then we get these images back. So that allows us to be able to bring them, you know, into the lab and have students go through and estimate the amount of debris that might be on these beaches.
During his past research trips, Johnson says it's not uncommon to find old fishing gear, lighters, and toothbrushes along the beach. He's also found unusual items like computer monitors, televisions, and portable toilet seats. The first Race for Water surveys were conducted in the archipelago of the Azores. The information gathered by the drone was sent from Bermuda to the Beaufort Lab, where Johnson will be analyzing the images over the next few days.
They get put together with the flight path of the drone, and they get stitched together into what we call a big orthomosaic. And that's essentially just a really big image of all of the images, all kind of overlaid on each other to kind of put it all together into one.
This type of data collection may eventually be useful along the North Carolina coast. In addition to analyzing marine debris, drones could be used for a number of applications.
Being able to do wildlife surveys, look at water quality, it's coming, and it's a really nice to see what a positive contribution these types of devices and these kinds of scientific platforms can have.
Drones could also prove useful along the coast following major storms and hurricanes in storm damage assessment. They could also be used to map the impact of climate change on reef habitats. The Netherlands-based initiative called the Ocean Cleanup is targeting garbage patches in oceans around the world to launch a system that would help eliminate plastic pollution. The concept uses ocean currents and long floating barriers similar to oil containment booms to gather debris without impacting wildlife. The Ocean Cleanup Project will deploy a coastal pilot test next spring. However, the technology won't be implemented for at least 5 more years. Understanding how trash enters the ocean and where the currents take it is vital to cleanup efforts. In theory, the information collected through the Race for Water Project could help other organizations, such as the Ocean Cleanup, know where to place their trash collecting barriers to maximize efforts. Duke University Marine Lab Dave Johnson says all of the data from the Race for Water project will be available online.
We have a system set up on the internet where people will be able to log into a website and actually see the data, see the reflectance maps, and see the actual flights of the drones, see for themselves what we found, and also download those data if they want to be able to use them for other things.
When the Race for Water sailing crew leaves Bermuda, they're headed for New York, where Johnson says they've been invited to give a briefing to the United Nations Environmental Program about the project. If the Race for Water's efforts interest you, visit our website, publicradioeast.org.